Hello and welcome to Heroes Direct Podcast with me, David Winter Bates.
Me, Eamon Jacobs.
We are your friendly comic book heroes and we are here to talk about, you know, everything that's going on with Disney.
And Fox.
Oh,
intriguing.
It's going to get sway. It's going to get deep. Thank you.
So, for those that aren't familiar with this whole situation, Disney are buying Fox
for $72 billion.
That's a lot of money. They're buying their movie division specifically. So this is going to give them access to Alien. This is going to give them access to the X-Men.
Avatar.
Oh, yay. Brilliant. More blue people.
Don't be racist.
It's bluest, actually.
But essentially, we aren't here to talk about business because although it is massive business, and on one hand, actually, this creates monopoly for Disney, which is really bad for Hollywood. And it's really bad.
It's bad for creators, I think.
And it's really bad for us comic book fans
because
whereas we could have got 10 comic book movies in a year, this is essentially going to mean that we get 4 or 5. However, we're going to ignore the fact that the global conglomerate that is Mickey Mouse has taken over our lives and will one day own our souls that he will sell back to us in order to get into heaven.
Yeah.
What we're actually going to talk about is why this is fucking great for the MCU.
For the MCU specifically, it could be very bad for the film community in whole. We are not ignoring that at all. But let's face it, the X-Men meeting the Avengers is just every nerd's wet fucking dream. The X-Men meeting the Avengers that meet the Fantastic Four is just pure orgasmic pleasure.
So what we're going to do is we're going to run down our top 5 reasons why we should be excited about a global conglomerate taking over the world. Number 5, and let's just discuss it, straight off the back, X-Men.
Like, who hasn't thought about Hugh Jackman meeting Tony Stark? Oh, sorry, Robert Downey Jr., but they're the same person, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm totally cool for it to be a whole new cast. I would love to see... Do you know what? Yeah. Let's get Tom Hardy in, because that Venom piece of shit's going to be going down the drain. So, why don't we get Tom Hardy in now
and we've all
as Wolverine?
Seen the Boss Logic artwork of Tom Hardy as Wolverine with the arrow sticking through his face.
Oh, mate.
And he's just, like, eating an apple, and he's just, like, chilling. It's really cool. Plus, I know you're going to bitch me out for saying it, but comics accurate outfit, give me that shit.
I mean,
maybe not the ears.
But
if we're talking like Age of Ultron kind of comic helmet, where the ears are a little bit smaller.
Yeah, kind of go back, yeah.
Almost a bit Batfleck, kind of.
I feel it.
I think that would work a lot better.
Okay, so tell me how you would integrate them, because this is, how are you getting mutants into a world that was been built up out of Infinity Gems giving people powers? So that's what I'm going to throw there to you right now.
I think... Well, no. I want Eternity to realise, shit, there has been a void opened up across the galaxy. I need to fill this with something.
Oh, are you going with filling the dusted?
I'm saying filling the dusted with mutants.
Ooh.
Not fucking Inhumans. Let's just not even talk about that garbage fire.
No. Let's... now, we can do Inhumans properly later on down the line once everyone's forgotten it.
Yeah. I'm saying fill the void and be like, bong, mutants are a thing now. We need more heroes in the galaxy. And maybe that is just on Earth, but that's how I'd bring them in, personally.
I've never even thought about that. I think that'd be... The only way that I thought of it was that it was actually...
Just like, life finds a way.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Get back to Sakaar. I was thinking that maybe they would be from... I thought we could go full-on comic book, like Earth 512.
Ooh!
Brought in. Boom. Collide.
Alternate universe.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So essentially, my theory would be that when Thanos snapped, he didn't just snap our Earth.
He snapped all parallel
universes.
Fuck, man.
Which basically means...
Because then you could bring in Illuminati.
Yeah.
And be like, we need to protect everything.
Yeah. We need to protect every dimension, yeah?
Yeah, I feel that.
Which brings me on to number 4. Namor.
Holy shit, fucking yes. Please.
Now that Fox have given back the rights to Namor, we can finally have a Namor versus Black Panther. I want Atlantis versus Wakanda in a future Black Panther movie.
That would be fucking... On the scale of Civil War, that could be incredible.
Imagine. Wakanda has to enlist the help of heroes, and Namor enlists the help of X-Men to help fight in this war.
And I think this would be a really great way of casting an Asian American actor, perhaps, absolutely. Or an Asian actor.
No, absolutely.
As Namor, because his likeness is kind of that ethnicity, and I think, you know, it's an ethnicity that isn't represented very well in the MCU. It's more like side characters. Mm-hmm. Helen Cho, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Namor is a fucking fantastic.
But what I don't
want to
see is an Atlantis that is fully underwater. What I want to see is it's like a bubble underwater, and they can breathe. I want it to be like they can swim for a long time.
Basically, you don't want to see
Mira
creating bubbles underwater so she can speak to Aquaman like she did in Justice League.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't... I don't want
no,
to see
bubble
that.
Underwater, that makes sense.
Big bubble underwater where the city is.
Huge dome.
Like, that's what...
Because
then
you've
Wakanda...
You've got parallel with Wakanda, yeah.
Because then you've got a way of Wakanda can actually fight back again. Mm-hmm. Because, as we all know, the reason why I want this is essentially we see... Through the battle, that Namor actually is just trying to protect his people.
Yeah.
He becomes like it's
and
almost
your resolution already.
Absolutely,
because T'Challa's doing or Shuri, whoever they want to go with.
If you mix T'Challa and Baron Zemo together, that's Namor.
Yeah,
that's Namor.
Yeah.
That's the kind of like the thing I want,
because you can play him as a villainous role and have his emotional backstory
I've just thought something insane.
Go.
Atlantis, recover the body of Killmonger.
Okay,
recover
I would like to buy
the body,
one ticket to your movie, please.
They recover the body of Killmonger from the waters of Wakanda.
Fuck.
They revive him with the Fountain of Youth that's found in Atlantis.
Yeah, give me
that. That will be a movie.
Because then you've almost got... Oh, then you've got your Bucky parallel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want that, thanks.
Feel it.
Yeah.
So,
let's get on to number three.
Galactus.
Yeah.
And not big, brown, fucking purple cloud Galactus. I'm talking...
Purple suit. Horns, man.
Big horns.
Yeah.
A silhouette on the horizon Galactus.
Yeah, boy. No, I don't want to see the sun Galactus. I want countries freezing over because Galactus is stood in the way. Galactus has got, like, his toe in front of, like, I don't know, Australia, and it just goes white.
He gets a morning glory, and all of a sudden, the Milky Way is dark. Like, that's what we need.
And I want Silver Surfer. Because the two go hand in hand.
Absolutely. However, the one thing I agree with you, Silver Surfer is definitely my number two. Uh-huh, Silver uh-huh. Surfer is a wonderful character that would fit so well as a parallel to Vision. It would work so well as that sort of, like, dynamic.
Yeah.
But... I have been reading a lot currently of New Marvel, and I love Cosmic Ghost Rider.
It's fucking awesome.
And as the Herald,
so sick.
As a Herald, I prefer Cosmic Ghost Rider to Silver Surfer.
I think,
I'm torn.
Yeah. I don't think we'll ever see Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Robbie Reyes is coming from Marvel, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. into the MCU.
Mate,
gonna be Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Robbie Reyes is awesome, man. He's so cool. But let's get on to the most important one.
And this is...
Or is that the most important four?
I mean, absolutely. The biggest thing for us nerds in this merger is the ability to have a Fantastic Four movie that works. That has Reed versus... I mean, the thing is, the thing that upsets me, and I'm just throwing it out there to you, is there's a real possibility here that because of the changing of the guard, Tony Stark's never going to meet Reed Richards.
I know.
That is going to be bleak. But I want to see Doctor Strange, Reed Richards, Namor, T'Challa, and fucking...
Black Bolt.
No. And I want to see
Beast.
I want the Illuminati
to
happen.
That'd be awesome.
And actually, and Avengers Illuminati is a great name for a future Avengers movie.
It certainly is. But I want John Krasinski as Reed Richards.
That's amazing. That's a great choice.
He's a fucking incredible
I wanted
actor.
Steve Buscemi.
Fuck's sake, man.
Imagine
for
that.
A brief.
Hey, Doc Doom.
Let's go to the negative zone.
Hey, Sue, how you doing?
Steve Buscemi as
Jesus
Reed Richards.
Fucking Christ.
And Maggie Gyllenhaal as Sue.
What? What?
Rachel!
Fucking hell. For the briefest of seconds, I was like, He's not being serious, really. What? Sorry.
Imagine an MCU movie where the Illuminati is set up, and you've got like, you know, T'Challa. You've got like it's Dr. Stephen Strange. You've got Reed Richards, played by Steve Buscemi. I want that movie to happen.
One better, Dr. Strange, Joe Pesci.
That'd be so good.
A funny how.
The reason why the Fantastic Four are super important, it's twofold. Actually, Sue, Johnny, and Ben, fuck off. You're not that important.
Yeah.
Don't really care. You bring a wonderful family dynamic to the movies, and that's great, but you're not the important part. The important parts of having the Fantastic Four are, number one, Reed Richards.
Yes.
He is integral to the universe. Number two, Doctor Doom. That's a double header right there. That's why we need the Fantastic Four in the MCU. If you want someone to take over from Thanos as a real threat that's actually more grounded, maybe more in our kind of galaxy than universal, you want to bring it back down? Doctor Doom, posing a real universal threat as the person pulling the strings behind the Ten Rings. What? Who said that?
Hey-o.
Oh my god, someone says that.
We've talked before about how we want Doctor Doom in the MCU, or how...
And you can check it out on the Damage Control when we fix Fantastic Four.
We really go in, and I think that version of Doctor Doom would be great, but hey, that's just our opinion.
But those are our top five reasons why you should be excited about Disney basically owning your entire life.
Yeah, pretty much. I just love the picture where somebody's imposed Mickey Mouse's face on top of Thanos, and he's wearing the Infinity Gauntlet, and he's putting the Fox logo into the Infinity Gauntlet, and then it's only a matter of time before they buy DC and we get the Amalgam Universe, really, isn't it?
Oh my god, that'd be horrible. However, what we do need to what we can discuss quickly is Deadpool.
Yes.
And how I actually don't want Deadpool to ever be in the MCU.
I want him in the MCU.
Go.
Cameos. When...
That's the only way I'd accept it.
Let's face it. Very soon, within the next few years, our great leader, Stanley, is going to die at some point.
Fuck off.
I think one way of paying homage...
He is eternal.
He's eternity. Is... not replacing him, but filling that cameo gap with Deadpool.
Only Deadpool?
Deadpool
or
me.
Ryan Reynolds?
Who knows? But I just think it would be a good way of still having that expectation of like, oh, who's going to crop up?
Because do you know, for me, and this is the way that I would do it, I love that idea, but I would do it as Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
And I would be more meta with it.
Okay,
and I would have a Stan Lee moment
yeah.
in which he passes the guard to another watcher, which is Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
And then Ryan Reynolds carries it on. And then that way there are jokes that can be made in the Deadpool movies about the fact that he is now...
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yeah.
That is a way of servicing everything.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of means that when you see Ryan Reynolds in it, you're like, wait a second. And imagine if there were certain scenes where, like, you just saw, like, the Deadpool mask hanging out of his backpack as he's eating popcorn or something like that.
Eating chimichangas.
Yeah, but it could be... You know, actually, that's a common myth, and I want to expel that right now. Deadpool does not like chimichangas. He fucking hates chimichangas. Read a comic, okay? He hates chimichangas. He basically is linked with chimichangas because he wanted a catchphrase here. He does not like chimichangas. It's a fact. So he would not be eating chimichangas. However, he would be eating someone's Baskin and Robbins because he didn't want it to melt after he watched them get shot. That is a real thing.
Yeah, Baskin and Robbins always finds out.
Please tell me in the new Ant-Man and the Wasp there is a Baskin and Robbins joke.
There is not a Baskin and Robbins joke.
We've been let down by everyone.
There is.
Kevin Feige, hand in your resume. No, don't, please. Never do that.
There is another Lewis... which is great. This has been our Disney Fox merger episode. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You can tweet us at Hero Threat. You can tweet me at Amy Jacobs.
You can tweet me at Swearbox DJ.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye.